Now, friends, we come today to the 76th Psalm. And I trust you do have the text there before you. It'll make this indeed more meaningful to you. And we today are moving in a section that I would like for you to note. And I trust that this is a point I'm getting over here. And it is that the Psalms are not only the Word of God, but they have been arranged. And I'm not going to insist that the arrangement is inspired. I'm just going to say this, that they tell a story, and you miss a great deal of the message if you miss the arrangement and the message that develops in each one of these series. Now, you will recall that the psalm before this, that is Psalm 75, said, "Arise, O God," and it was a great prayer. And God heard the cry of His people now, as we see here in this 76th Psalm. And this Psalm is a prophetic Psalm also. And God will deliver His people out of the clutches, as we saw, of a northern power. And their help, they couldn't get it from the east or west or the south. And why not the north? Because that's where their trouble was coming from. That's when Russia comes down into that land, which we believe will be in the Great Tribulation period. Now, this is a very brief psalm, and the next one that comes after this is also a psalm that shows the Lord Jesus reigning in His kingdom as the King Priest, the true Melchizedek, and man on this earth is in subjection to Him. We talk about a dictator. The Lord Jesus, when He rules, is going to be that. And if you don't love Him, want to serve Him, you wouldn't find it heaven anyway in that day. And so He's arranged for those who don't want Him to be in another place. Now, I come to this psalm. It's a very wonderful psalm. And I'm going to read it in this translation that I've been using. Follow us very closely. In Judah, God is known. In Israel, His name is great. In Salem is found His tabernacle, and His dwelling place in Zion. Now, there are four geographical places mentioned here, and none of them have to do with Los Angeles, California, or New York City, or any state in the Union, for that matter. Judah is over there. Israel is over there. Salem is Jerusalem, and His tabernacle is there. And then Zion is over there. Now, these are four geographical places. You couldn't miss this. What He's talking about is that land in this psalm. Now, the fact that it has a blessing for us, that is not the interpretation, but the application of the psalm. And I believe all Scripture's for us. Now, will you notice? We read, "There breaks he the glitterings of the bow, sealed and sewed, and weapons of war." That's the day that the prophet spoke of when they'll beat their sewards into plowshares. And until He reigns, you better take that verse off the United Nations, because it won't work until He reigns. But this speaks of peace that's coming on this earth, and He's going to bring peace to this earth. And until the sin of the human heart is either dealt with in redemption or judgment, there can never be peace on the earth.